भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। We are reading from Canto 4. No, but you cannot wear this. So we are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 18, titled Pitu Maharaj Milks the Earth Planet, Text 17. गंधर्वाप्सरो धुक्षन् पात्रे पद्ममये पयः वत्सं विश्वावसुं कृत्वा गांधर्वं मधुसौभगम् गंधर्वाप्सरसो दुक्षन् पात्रे पद्ममये पयः वत्सं विश्वावसुं कृत्वा गांधर्वं मधुसौभगम् गंधर्वाप्सरसो दुक्षन् पात्रे पद्ममये पयः वत्सं विश्वावसुं कृत्वा गांधर्वं मधुसौभगम् गंधर्वाप्सरसो दुक्षन् पात्रे पद्ममये पयः कृत्वा गांधर्वं मधुसौभगम् गंधर्वाप्सरसो दुक्षन् पात्रे पद्ममये पयः वत्सं विश्वावसं कृत्वा गांधर्वं मधुसौभगम्। What word meaning? Gandharva. Inhabitants of the Gandharva planet. Apsarasaha. The inhabitants of Apsara planet. Adukshan. Milked out. Patre. In a pot. Padmamaye. Made of a lotus. Payaha. Milk. Vatsam. Calf. Vishwavasum. Of the name Vishwavasu. Kritva. Making. Gandharvam. Songs. Madhu. Sweet. Saubhagam. Beauty. Close the door. I think he has come to search helmet or something. Translation: the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka and Apsara Loka made Vishwavasu into a calf and they drew the milk into a lotus flower pot. The milk took the shape of a sweet म्यूजिकल आर्ट एंड ब्यूटी. टेक्स्ट 18. वत्सेना पितरो रेम रेमना कव्यम क्षीरम अधुक्षत आम पात्रे महाभागः श्रद्धाया श्राद्ध देवताः. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. ट्रांसलेशन. द फॉर्चुनेट इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ पितृलोक हु प्रिसाइड ओवर द फ्यूनरल सेरेमनीज मेड आर्यमा इनटू अ काफ विथ ग्रेट फेथ दे मिल्क कव्य फूड ऑफर्ड टू द एंसेस्टर्स इनटू एन अनबेक्ड अर्थन पॉट. इन भगवद गीता 9:25 इट इज सेड पितृन यान्ति पितृव्रतः. दोज हु आर इंटरेस्टेड इन फैमिली वेलफेयर आर कॉल्ड पितृव्रतः. देर इज अ प्लैनेट कॉल्ड पितृलोका एंड द प्रीडोमिनेटिंग डेटी ऑफ दैट प्लैनेट इज कॉल्ड आर्यमा. ही इज समवॉट ऑफ अ डेमिगॉड एंड बाय सैटिस्फाइंग हिम वन कैन हेल्प गोस्टली फैमिली मेंबर्स डेवलप अ ग्रॉस बॉडी. दोज हु आर वेरी सिंफुल एंड अटैच टू देर फैमिली हाउस विलेज और कंट्री do not receive a gross body made of material elements but remain in a subtle body composed of mind, ego and intelligence. Those who live in such subtle bodies are called ghosts. This ghostly position is very painful because a ghost has intelligence, mind and ego and wants to enjoy material life, but because he doesn't have a gross material body, he can only create disturbances for want of material satisfaction. It is the duty of family members, especially the son, to offer oblations to the demigods, Aryama, or to the Lord Vishnu. From time immemorial in India, the son of a dead man goes to Gaya and at a Vishnu temple there offers oblations for the benefit of his ghostly father. It is not that everyone's father becomes a ghost, but the oblations of Pinda are offered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu so that if a family member happens to become a ghost, he will be favored with a gross body. However, if one is habituated to taking the prasad of Lord Vishnu, there is no chance of his becoming a ghost or anything lower than a human being. In Vedic civilization, there is a performance called Shraddha, by which food is offered with faith and devotion. If one offers oblations with faith and devotion, either to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu or to his representative in Pitriloka, Aryama, once forefathers will attain material bodies to enjoy whatever material enjoyment is due them. In other words, they do not have to become ghosts. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam श्री गुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातां सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्णपादां सगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन्निति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानोस्ते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. मुखम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्. So here, after the discussion with Prithu Maharaj, Earth Planet has told Prithu Maharaj how to milk this Earth Planet, who is in the form of a cow. So we have been discussing how to milk the cow by getting a calf closer to the cow and then milking the cow, because the cow will be very affectionate towards the calf and she will give milk profusely. So here Prithu Maharaj did this, and then after that demigods did, and then now here we see that Gandharvas and Apsaras, they are doing, and then demons also did, and then Gandharvas and Apsaras and people, and now inhabitants of Pitriloka also. So in this we see that everyone are taking what they want for enjoyment, in all of them. When it comes to demigods, they took nectar. When it comes to demons, they took alcohol. And now when it comes to Gandharvas and Apsaras, they're taking music. Very difficult to imagine, how can music be? But they're taking it. Yes. And then here we see in Pitriloka, they're taking what the exact word is? Oblations. Kavya, food offered to the ancestors. So they're taking that. So here we see that everyone is taking things for their own enjoyment. So I was just analyzing that these things are much, much better than what people of this earthly planet enjoy. Obviously, leaving the alcohol, the other things I'm talking about. Yes. The nectar and this music that we're talking about. So enjoyment in this material world is very, very gross, especially on this earthly planet, very gross. And as and when we upgrade ourselves to higher planets, when we upgrade our consciousness and go to higher planets, if someone has a desire to go. So the enjoyment actually becomes subtler and subtler. It becomes very difficult for us to understand that how can someone enjoy music like this? Because here, the gross enjoyment is sensual pleasure. Whereas in Gandharva Loka, here we see that the sensual pleasure, the male and female are coming together, they are not coming together physically, but they are exchanging in the form of music. Slowly and steadily, when we go up, when we reach Brahma Loka, it's all about intelligence. So person is sitting very far and they are enjoying through intelligence. Yes. So this is very nice to understand that what we are enjoying now is just very, very gross. Very gross. And people feel this is the highest enjoyment. Nothing else is there apart from this. And this is what, people, nowadays we have a slogan, eat, drink and marry. No need to marry also nowadays. they just want to marry. Yes, nicely. Enjoy nicely. So in this way we see, when a person starts practicing spirituality, when we talk about higher taste, maybe we might not get higher taste instantly or initially in our practice, but at least we get the knowledge from scriptures that what we are enjoying is extremely gross. There's something very, very high which is awaiting us. This is just about material planetary system. But when it comes to spiritual planets, yes, the name itself says Vaikuntha, where there is no Kuntha. So much of pleasure. So much of pleasure. Now looking at the lordships, accepting service or serving their lordships or serving their servants, yes, that will give so much of pleasure. So much of pleasure. Yes. Whereas here, when we are enjoying ourselves, many of the times we enjoy, but there's so many byproducts, yes, or so many repercussions to the same. So people go to watch movies in the theater, yes. If the movie is good, at least they're okay. When the movie is a dabba movie or a bad movie, they come out and start cribbing. And either of the case, movie, be it good or bad, finally when they touch their wallet, it is empty. Or it has become light. Same with the restaurant, yes. People go and nicely eat in restaurants, yes. And then when it is not cooked properly or whatever, when the stomach is upset, then they start thinking, why did I go to that place? Yes. So in this way, we see that in this world, whatever enjoyment is there, that comes with some of the other repercussions. I just gave some feeble examples. Now, when it comes to enjoyment in the higher planetary system, yes, that's really very, very... what to say, alluring, for sure. Yes, it is described that when he perfects his life, he has to go through all these planets. It's a long way. So it's a nice ride where the person goes through. Yes, he will be able to see all this, you know, whatever is there. And if the person also wants, if he has some desire that, okay, this is looking nice, let me go and enjoy, he left to that place, okay, go and enjoy for some more time. Yes. But then a devotee who has perfected his life, understanding that there's nothing beyond Krishna. Yes. He is actually Sarva Rasa Sar. He is everything. He is actually the condensed form of nectar, what everyone is searching for, a condensed form of happiness that everyone is searching for. So at that time, he will not hanker for anything. He'll actually end up directly in not even Vaikuntha, in Goloka Vrindavan. Yes. So in this way, here we see that everyone is milking the planet Earth according to what they want to enjoy. And in the next shloka, here Prabhupada is talking about very nice strong points about ghost. So the concept of ghost, now we all know. So one is, when a person dies, the person's gross body is left, whereas still the subtle body is attached to the soul. And there's still this covering of a subtle body is there. And with this subtle body, the person goes to the next body. And if suppose the next body is not ready, if the material nature has not made the next body, then the person has to linger around as a ghost. Yes. Now ghost means it's a very, very painful situation. Very painful. Because ghost means the soul having lots of desires, active soul having a subtle body. Yes. And this subtle body consists of mind, intelligence and false ego. So mind, which has so many likes and dislikes, yes, and false ego, which is making the soul believe that, yes, I am this body. And now with all this complication, the soul wants to enjoy. Now when it wants to enjoy, there is no gross body. Yes, it's very difficult, you know, for the soul to enjoy and feels very, very painful. Like for example, just imagine that we are hungry and the plate is kept in front of us and our hands are tied and the mouth is plastered. Yes, but still we are able to see. After maybe say Nirjala Ekadashi, yes, we are sitting in front of the plate and then this is our condition. How difficult it will be. How difficult it will be for a person. Only thing that will happen might be Nayanam Galadashudharaya. I mean, that can happen. Yes. So just imagine here, the ghostly body which is there, that is so painful. He has got all the desires possible, but he cannot enjoy anything because he doesn't have a proper gross body to enjoy. Yes. Now Prabhupada is making it very clear how a person becomes ghost. So we see that whenever there is unnecessary attachment to the family and commits sinful activities for the same, the person ends up, that's what Prabhupada is saying, the person ends up now becoming a ghost. And we see that when a person is too much attached to unnecessary aspects of life, he gets more and more entangled in every phase of life. Like for example, initially he might be very much attached to his parents and family. Yes. And then he might, when he gets married, he'll get attached to his spouse. And then when the kids come, then he becomes attached to the kids. It doesn't stop here. Yes. The next level is, you know, even grandchildren. I've seen and also experienced this talk of my grandparents. There'll be so much in anxiety. What my grandson is doing? Why is he not going through the normal course of action? Yes, why he has taken some weird call of being the brahmachari ashram or to be a monk or whatever. They're in so much of anxiety. They're about to die and there is so much of anxiety there. Yes, instead of practicing bhakti, there's so much of anxiety. Because right from start, they have been attached to so many activities of family life. So many activities of family life. We see that even when the person is dying, it's very difficult for him to give up or her to give up the monetary aspects of family, like for property and money, bank balance or whatever. Yes. Or it might be the attachment not to the extended body. Yes. That is the family members, thinking that, oh, they are my part and parcel. Yes. This is something which people don't understand, that everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. Yes. And whoever we see is just, you know, someone whom Krishna has sent, just so that we can take care of them. They are not our property. Yes. Now this is regarding the grihasthas, but what about brahmacharis? Yes, brahmacharis also have their part and parcel. It might be in the form of counselees or projects, or it might be some area or money or whatever. That is their part and parcel. So here Prabhupada is talking about the unnecessary attachment for family members. But even for renunciants, if they have unnecessary attachment for all these things and commit sinful activities just to maintain those things, yes, there's a high probability that the person can become a brahmachari ghost. And that can be, I was just analyzing, if a brahmachari or a renunciant becomes a ghost, he'll be a very, very terrible ghost. Huh? Brahma Rakshas. Yes. Because he has restrained himself from so many enjoyments of this world, and when he becomes a ghost, and when he wants to enjoy, it becomes so painful, so painful. In fact, when devotee was describing that, there are a lot of ghosts even in Vrindavan and Mayapur. Yes, and these ghosts are devotee ghosts, it seems. So when I was watching one video where the devotee was a resident of Mayapur, he was talking about these ghosts. So it seems the Gurukul boys, so they encountered one ghost, yes, in that place, some place. Yes, I'll not describe which place. It will be difficult for us to go to that place next time. So this Gurukul boys, they have been taught very clearly, whenever whenever you encounter negative energies, you have to chant Narasimha prayers. Then the ghost, they're seeing the ghost. Now these are Gurukul boys, they know very well that what they're supposed to do. They start chanting Namaste Narasimhaya, Prahlada Dadayane, Hiranyakashipu Vaksha. The ghost is listening. The ghost is not running away. And then now these kids are going crazy. Now the kids stopped and the ghost started singing Yato Yato Yamitato Narasimha. Then the kids ran away from there. Now it's very difficult to understand how devotees become ghosts. Very difficult. Now, this is a very difficult aspect to understand. Who is actually who? How come a devotee can also become a ghost? But yes, when the instructions are not taken by kaya, vacha, manasa, and we get into just gross things and still be attached and commit sinful activities, yes, they can get this ghostly body. Because Lord does not want to remove them from the dham. Yes, He wants to keep them in dham only. Yes. And these people are there either as animals or either as ghosts or whatever. They're there in the same place. And with time, Lord arranges so many different ways to deliver them. So that is His mercy. Yes. But for sure, this unnecessary attachment and committing sinful activities for the same, to retain those attachments, will lead to some lower form of life. That is for sure. No doubt about this. Now, when it comes to understanding why these attachments are there, unnecessary attachments, even after we become devotees, is we have not imbibed what is goal of human life. Or we are not revisiting the goal of human life again and again. This goal of human life is very clear. Today morning I was listening. So Prabhupada was saying, goal of human life is to break the cycle of birth and death and go back home back to Godhead. And at the other place, Prabhupada also mentions the goal of human life is to attain the service at the lotus feet of Krishna. And when we say service at the lotus feet of Krishna, it's very clear. Aitukhi and apratihata, unmotivated and uninterrupted. Yes. So there's no question of any motive. There's no question of any attachment when it comes to service or when it comes to bhakti. But then when we have this unnecessary attachment, it basically means that we have not realized that what is the goal of life. Yes. We are just enjoying, even or we are just enjoying the bhoga, even when it comes to devotional life, even when we have become devotees. Yes. So this is a very, very important aspect to understand, that again and again revisiting the goal of life is very important. Yes. Especially, when we are progressing on this ladder of bhakti, very, very important to revisit again and again that what is the goal of life? Yes. The goal of life, this goal of life is that I've got this rare human form and I've got the rare association of amazing devotees. Now I have to fix my mind just on one aspect, that is somehow or the other. That is, we have to attain the lotus feet of Krishna, somehow or the other. Yes? Yena kena prakarena, mana Krishna niveshayat, somehow or the other. But if we miss out on this, then we'll be fool number one, for sure. After getting everything, after getting a rare human form, after getting shelter at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, and after getting such fired up devotees surrounding us, if we get stuck in this very petty attachments of this world, then it will be really very difficult, to understand that what we had got and where we ended up finally. Yes, I was going through some verses of Ajamil past time, so just trying to study some verses. So there, when there's a discussion between this Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, so Vishnudutas are asking, nice discussion is going on, and Vishnudutas are asking that, tell us who are supposed to be punished. And Yamadutas very, very nicely, very philosophically, they're describing this one verse from there. It says, Sambhavanti Bhadrani Viparitani Chanagaha Karinam Guna Sangosti Deva Dehavan Nahi Akarmakrit. So he's saying, Sambhavanti Bhadrani Viparitani. So Sambhavanti, so the one who is there in this material world, there is possible, Sambhava, it's possible that they'll do either of the two or both of them for sure. That is Bhadrani, pious activities, and Viparitani, which is extremely opposite to the pious activities, that is sinful activities. For sure they're going to do. And whom they're addressing? Cha Anagha, the one who have ones who are sinless. So that is the Vishnudutas. They're saying, oh, sinless one, anyone who has taken birth, yes, they have to commit, they have to do some pious activities, they have to do some sinful activities. Now then they include one more line. They say, Karinam Guna Sangosti. So anyone who has taken this body, Dehavan, anyone who has taken this body under the influence of three modes of nature, Guna Sangosti, Karinam, they have to work. So this is in accordance with that verse from Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, where Krishna is saying that helplessly, under the modes of three modes of material nature, the person has to work. He cannot remain inactive. Yes? So here, then they add that such people have to do karma. They have to do karma. And here he says, akarmakrit. Akarmakrit, they will surely commit sinful activities. Yes? And when they commit sinful activities, they're punishable. And then we have, then our market is always up. Yes, anyone whom we meet, we can actually punish them, we can take them to hell. Yes. And then here, in the next few verses, Parikshit Maharaj is asking questions to Shukadeva Goswami, saying, how people can come out of this sinful or hellish planets. Now these hellish planets are very nice to meditate on. Yes. One of the hellish planet Guru Maharaj is describing. So he's saying, the one who drink alcohol, they have a very nice place, a very nice planet. Now, in this planet, at different places, that big, big containers, and in that, it's not about some water or some milk or something which is boiled. It's molten iron which is boiled in these containers. Molten iron. And that iron is like liquid and hot and red, and it's in a boiling state. Now, you can imagine boiling iron. I don't think we can ever see boiling iron also. Yes? So, this boiling iron that is kept in different containers. And when the person who is drinking alcohol in his life, throughout his life or whatever, yes, who has committed sin of breaking this one of the four later principles, that is no intoxication. So that person is taken to this place. Now he has been given a yatana sharir. A sharir or a body which is meant to experience this pain. Experience the pain. Yes? Now, when the person is there with this Yatna Sharir, this Yatna Sharir is also very nice. This Yatna Sharir is not going to die. That's the problem. Yes? The person cannot give up this body. And then it is very sensitive. So some of the Yatna Sharirs are like this. Like, suppose we remove the skin, from our body at the top, and just imagine we put salt on it, what will happen? Yes? So such sensitive body is given. It's almost like there is no covering, it's directly the muscle. And then it's rubber-like. It's sensitive but still rubber-like. Yes? Now, what happens is these Yamadutas, they take the person to that particular hellish planet. And then, if he has drunk alcohol in his life, so what will happen is, so he knows very well now, he can see it's molten iron, he'll not be opening his mouth. So the Yamadutas will open the mouth forcibly. and then pour the molten iron inside his mouth. And he's feeling the same pain what we will feel when we put something hot in our mouth. Same pain he'll feel. In fact, multiplied by many thousands of times because it's a very sensitive body, Yatana Sharir. And then when this molten iron is put in the body, yes, he's feeling too much of pain. There are a lot of boils in the mouth. He's crying out like anything. But since he has committed this sin, it is described for many lakhs of years, this activity will go on. It will be like a Nitya Leela going on for 1 lakh years or lakhs of years. Yes? So there's many, many. So there are many other descriptions also. For one who does illicit sex, what will happen? Yes? And for the one who is stealing others' property, what will happen? So many, many things are given. So when Parikshit Maharaj was hearing this, he was really feeling very painful. This is like para dukha dukhi. This is a Vaishnav. Yes? He was feeling so painful. And with that pain, he's asking question to Sukadeva Goswami. Can people get delivered from the hellish planets? Then Sukadeva Goswami says, yes, by doing atonement they can. Yes. But then Parikshit Maharaj is very intelligent. No, he's not a disciple who just accept, you know, the spiritual master is saying. He has some questions to ask in a very humble mood. He's asking that, okay, atonement is there, but this atonement is the atonement that you're talking about, tapasa, brahmacharyena. No, it goes on. Where is this verse? Yes. Tapasa brahmacharyena samayena cha dhamena cha tyagena satya saucabhyam yamena niyamena va. So there are different atonements, you know, or different regulative principles what Shukadeva Goswami is saying. Then Parikshit Maharaj is having this question that okay, the person might be washed off that sins, but what about the root of the sin, that is sinful tendencies? And Shukadeva Goswami acknowledges, saying yes, you're correct. So, these sins which are burnt out are like Venu Gulmam Ivanalaha. Venu Gulmam basically means, you know, we have got many bamboo plants and there will be a lot of gulma, that is creepers. Now, when these creepers are dried and then, you know, there is a forest fire, all these gulma, all these creepers will get burnt up. They will be burnt. But what will remain is, their roots still remain. And whenever there is favorable condition, they start again growing. So, Shukadeva Goswami says, yes, this is the way. Again, the sinful tendencies will actually make the person commit sin. Now, Parikshit Maharaj is not satisfied with this answer. He wants the ultimate solution. What is the ultimate solution? This is what is the question. Yes. And here, through these, through Shukadeva Goswami, this answer has been given. A very nice verse, which says, Kechit kevalyabha agam dunmanti karsnena Niharam eva bhaskaraha. So here this verse says, Kechit, very rare, very rare. What is rare? Kevalya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. The bhakta was completely surrendered to Vasudeva and his only goal is kevala bhakti. Nothing else he wants in his life. He just wants service at the lotus feet of Vasudeva. So anyone who does this, anyone who does kevala bhakti, which is very rare, agam dhunvanti karsnena. The agam, the sins which are there, those are burnt completely. And how are these burnt? Niharam eva bhaskaraha. So when there is fog, you know, in early morning time, and when the sun rises, this fog will not at all remain. Not even a tinge of fog we can see when the sun rises completely. Yes? So similarly, when the person is sinful, but still, if he takes up to kevala bhakti, when he takes up to kevala bhakti, all his sins are removed like the fog is removed just by the appearance of the sun. But now the question is, how can a sinful person practice kevala bhakti? When I was reading this, I was getting this question. Now, how can a sinful person get this opportunity to practice kevala bhakti? The answer is given in the next verse itself. So next verse it says, Na tatha ya, yes, na tatha ya gavan rajan puyate tapa adibihi yatha krishna arpita pranas. Tatpurusha nishevayaha. Now, as Prabhu was mentioning, that Bhagavatam is very much consistent, right from the first canto to the last canto. You know, there are different verses which talks about this. It is similar to the verse of Shushusha Shadadhanasya, Vasudeva Katharuchi, Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevanath. So, if anyone wants taste in Krishna Katha, that person has to serve Mahat Sevaya. This is what is the solution given. Similarly, here, if a person is sinful, he cannot practice Kevala Bhakti. Very, very difficult. Now, I gave some aspects of Kevala Bhakti in two places. One is for the youth, one for Grihastas also. both the places when I was talking about Kevala Bhakti, I could see there's a big question mark and big moroseness on the face. This Kevala Bhakti is very, very difficult to practice. Yes? Just imagine this, His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj says in one of his quotes. He says that when will that day come in my life when I tell Krishna that you are mine? Thus, you are mine is very simple. This is like very nice exchange of feelings. You are mine. But next line, what he makes is very, very difficult one. I am yours. So when will that day come and I will tell that you are mine, O Lord, and I am yours? And what is the problem with this next line, I am yours? It means he can do anything with that person. Yes. He can make the person a pauper. He can make the person a physically handicapped person. Yes. He can do anything. He can do anything. Yes. But coming to that platform is very, very difficult. And that is Kevala Bhakti. I don't want anything, O Krishna. I just want you in this very lifetime. So many lifetimes I have been rotting this material world, hankering for so many desires of this material world. Now at least I want to hanker for you. Oh Krishna, I just want you in this very lifetime. That is Kevala Bhakti. But then practicing Kevala Bhakti is very, very difficult. Just imagine, in this world, there's so much of sense gratification all around, so much of allurement all around. And in that, a person decides that I want to practice Kevala Bhakti. And he starts practicing Kevala Bhakti. It's almost like there's a big trash, a big garbage, and in that there is a diamond which is shining. So probability of finding a diamond in garbage is very, very rare. Similarly, finding a Kevala Bhakta in this world is very, very rare. So what is the solution that is given? A sinful person who wants to practice Kevala Bhakti or who wants to get rid of all his sins right from the root, that is sinful tendencies also he wants to get rid of that, then such a person has to take shelter of a Kevala Bhakta. He should start serving a Kevala Bhakta, and by the mercy of a Kevala Bhakta or a pure devotee, this personality will be able to practice Kevala Bhakti. And when that happens, all the sinful tendencies which are there, even that will be removed, and he will start marching towards the path of pure devotional service. But now, finding a Kevala Bhakta is very difficult, this is what we said. But finally, the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is there in our heart as Paramatma will direct us towards a Kevala Bhakta or a pure devotee. But then hankering to have the association of a pure devotee is very, very important. We might not be qualified to get the association of a pure devotee. But if we can hanker, every now and then we can hanker saying, when will that day come? Where Narottam Das Thakur says, what is that? Narottama Das? Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Das. Narottam Das Thakur is hankering, to get the association of a pure devotee. So like that, if we also hanker to get the association of pure devotee, maybe one day will come when Lord Krishna will, as Paramatma, direct that pure devotee to us, and we will be directed to him, and finally we'll maybe meet at one place. And maybe he'll accept us as as his disciple, and we might be able to serve that personality. So this hankering is very, very, very much needed. Hankering to get the association of a pure devotee and hankering to practice Kevala Bhakti. Then it is possible, what Shukadeva Goswami is saying, that entirely all the sinful tendencies will be removed from the root, or we might get rid of the sins for some time, but again, these sinful tendencies will make us commit sin lifetime after lifetime and will rot in this material world. Yes? So in this way, we see that if a person really wants to attain Krishna in this very lifetime, he has to get the association of a pure devotee. He has to be qualified to get the mercy of a pure devotee when the association is given. Yes? And the devotee who is literally hankering to break the cycle of birth and death and attain Krishna's lotus feet, he has to become qualified by his intense laulyam, intense greed, intense hankering to attain Krishna, and show that in his actions by practicing Krishna consciousness, by doing proper sadhana bhakti. Day in and day out, yes? Every single moment, because sadhana bhakti means remembering Krishna all the time. So it's a tug of war between our mind, yes, and us. So if that tug of war is continued day in and day out, yes, some qualification will be given. And finally, by that qualification, maybe we'll get the association of pure devotee. And when we get the association of pure devotee, we'll be able to hold the mercy of the pure devotee and finally practice Kevala Bhakti. Yes? So this is what I could just relate to this particular purport when I was going through this. Yes. And yes. So finally, if we don't want to become ghosts, then this is what Kevala Bhakti is what we should do. And in future verses, we'll see that how people from Siddha Loka, Vidyadhara Loka, and so many other lokas, they will be milking this cow, that is Mother Earth, and so many things will come, which will be very, very difficult for us to understand all. Yes, that is remove whatever the Mother Earth was hiding inside her. Yes. So thank you. If any comments on Kevala Bhakti, it will be very nice. Can discuss. Prasadam thing. I was meditating on the same line. So I was just thinking, correct me if I'm wrong. So when we are having prasadam, it also matters what is the mood of the person. Because whatever devotional activity we do, kaya, vacha, manasa, all the three levels it is needed. Then only it is possible that, then only we can say that the person is actually practicing Krishna consciousness. Like for example, when you say illicit sex, so all the three, Prabhupada writes in, I don't remember this, I guess, Nectar of Instruction, in one of the places Prabhupada writes that how, when we say illicit sex, externally we talk about extramarital affair, premarital affair, but Prabhupada mentions those eight ways of illicit sex. And at all the three levels, kaya, vacha, manasa. So when we say that we are following regulative principles, then we cannot just talk about, okay, externally we are following. It has to be at all the three levels. Kaya, that is at the bodily platform. Vacha, that is at the speech platform. And finally, manasa also, at the mind platform. So when we say, when Prabhupada is, I was just relating this particular purport with this, when I was reading this line. So even when we are having prasadam, so it has to be at all the three levels. Kaya, vacha, manasa. Externally, we are eating and we are relishing, whatever it is. But mentally, are we convinced? What are we taking? Yeah, so that's what I could relate these two purports. So when it comes to initially this another thing which I'm noticing is many many places it is given that one can start practicing bhakti with this, having prasadam, seeing a pure devotee, seeing Jagannath on the rath, and just by hearing once the holy name. Yes, so it all starts about it all talks about starting bhakti. Yes, and then when the bhakti starts, then the person has to literally come to this platform of Yes. Yes.
Everything.
One time.
thing which is coming to my mind is this, that okay, when the person starts practicing devotional service, initially because of their Komal Shraddha, yes, the person is very intense in the initial stage, yes, and then he starts practicing also very nicely. But with time, he's expected that he's supposed to progress and come to this level. But in this course, I'm just just trying to bring out some understanding which I have. So in this course of action, there are many, many offenses that you might commit, and many, many, sometimes it might be a grievous offense also, like committing offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, pure devotee. Yes, possible. So just thinking aloud, so maybe possible that because this devotee ghost, what is there? Firstly, devotee ghost itself is very difficult to understand. Yes, but I've heard from many devotees who stay in Dham also, so they have told us many things. And also, like other things. So how come ghosts are there even in Dham? So it's only spiritual place. Then if the ghosts are there, it means they have some qualification. They cannot just be there. This is what I was thinking when I understand.
From this point of view, when they're progressing, if they commit some offenses and all, so then they material desires will come in. So offenses, the result of offenses is material desire. So they become an undevotee. So that is one. And another thing is, initially their intents, and after that, if they become slackened, they'll again come back to the initial place. So they will not fall down below this one.
So it's not in accordance with that verse, Neha Bikrama Nashosti. Yes, I agree.
Or they might have performed
Yes, something very, very sinful, and but it's very difficult to understand. Yes.
really. Or they are perfected, but then something is lingering just to clear it up, and then say, no. That is
Possible.
because that is how the animal species is
Yes.
separated. So they are okay as a devotee, but then those are which
Ah,
whatever
correct. So this has to be in, so this is
some
in accordance.
attachment is there. It is not like an animal species those are getting, it is that they have to again progress, evolve to human form, and then become a devotee and all those things are there. But in this case, it is like they are perfected, but then some attachment, something is there just to mark up them, like they've been given something, and then they will get it back.
So this is basically a special case, we can say.
Special case.
Yeah, because when you say Neha Bikrama Nashosti, it means that Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya Trayato Mahato Bhayat. So that is going to the lower species. That's what Prabhupada talks about. So if a devotee comes to the lower species of becoming a monkey or a hog in Vrindavan, so it's
That
a
is not
special
like
case. It's not from that.
so any other placement, again they have to go through that whole series and then human life. Here it is just some attachment that they have, which should be knocked off, and then probably next life, and then again they'll become a. It's like Bharat Maharaj becoming that beast kind of. It's not like anybody else becoming the.
Some devotee was describing that these monkeys and hogs of Vrindavan, so entire life they keep eating Brajraj, so this topmost thing. So the two things are there: either he'll again get a human form, or in the same body itself they'll go back home. So either of the two. Stage when any other comment or discussion on ghost Granthracharya Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki